こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。1個目、アップルは先週木曜日に開催されたブラックハット USA2019 にて、 Mac、MacBook、Apple TV、Apple Watch の脆弱性を見つけた人に懸賞金を100万ドル、日本円で約1億円を支払うことを発表しました。電話番号のみを使ってユーザーにデバイスの操作をさせずに、遠隔で OS の中核にアクセスしてデバイスを完全コントロールできた場合に100万ドルの賞金が与えられます。アップルは2016年から iOS の脆弱性を発見した人に最大20万ドル、日本円で約2100万円の懸賞を支払うプログラムを開始していましたが、業務委託したセキュリティ研究者のみが対象だったため、他の人がバグを発見してもアップルに報告するメリットがなく、アップルが修正する前にネットで脆弱性の詳細が公開されたり、ブラックマーケットに情報が売られたりするリスクが指摘されてきました。今回の変更により、デバイスを直接操作してロックスクリーンを突破できた場合は50万ドル、日本円で約530万円など、様々なカテゴリーで懸賞金が支払われることになり、さらに一般リリース前に脆弱性を発見できた場合は懸賞金と合わせて 50% のボーナスが支払われます。
The week before last, Apple launched Black Hat USA 2019,where people who found vulnerabilities in Mac, MacBook, or Apple TV products would be awarded $1 million or 100 million yen. For example, one challenge would be accessing a locked device given only its phone number, while also denying access to its owner. While Apple has run security hacking challenges offering up to $200,000 since 2016, past challenges were limited to people within the industry.Meaning there was no incentive for outsiders to report bugs. This resulted in people revealing vulnerabilities to the public before they could be patched, as well as the sale of such information on black markets. This time there will be a $500,000 or 53 million yen reward if you can remove the lock screen and control the device, in addition to several other categories. There is also a 50% bonus if a vulnerability can be identified before the software's general release.
そう、accessing a locked device、そうね、もう完全に full control、gaining full control っていうこと。でさらに、例えばフィッシングみたいにユーザーが何かをクリックしたらそれに感染するとかじゃなくて、もうユーザーは何もタッチしない状態で、ハッカーが完全に中核部分に触れることができた場合ね。そうで、これ見たとき、私こういうのというか、こういう、まあ、バグ検証システムみたいな、詳しくないから、1億円すげえと思ったんだけど、よくよく見てると、逆に今までなかったのが珍しいみたいな、っていうのを言ってる人が結構いて、その、セキュリティ会社とか、で、もっと高額な2億円とかの、検証を出しているところもあって、要はそのバグを見つけた人が悪い人に売るインセンティブを減らすために、まあこういうふうに、アップルとかセキュリティ会社が高い検証を出した方がいいっていうのを言われてて、それが今まで逆にアップルはなかったからやっとかみたいな感じで言ってる人が結構いた。
They've been doing these sorts of competitions for quite a while. Not Apple specifically, but other organizations. And I think traditionally they've been called Capture the Flag. And they would have a file on some server somewhere named Flag. And basically people would compete to access that file. And they've had these tournaments...all around the world and in Korea and Germany and places for a long time. So, but this is a very formal sort of, I mean, didn't some kid win like $13 million from Fortnite or something? This sort of prize format, I think it also works well in terms of PR It also, I think they're finding benefit in turning black hat hackers into white hat hackers permanently. And there are examples of a lot of prominent, effective, potentially black hat hackers that have switched sides. And now they're working in like AI development things. George Hotz, I think, is a good example of that. But I saw an interview with George Hotz and Lex Fridman where they were discussing his path and like why he didn't become a criminal and why he didn't work for just a data security firm, sort of on the defensive side. And he explained that if you work on the defensive side for a security firm, then if there are, I think he said something like, if there are 10 vulnerabilities and you forget or you miss one, then you lose.
Oh, right? So
and if you're a criminal, you can be successful and do things to make money and steal information on the internet, but you only need to make a mistake once, you know, forget to log into your proxy or something one time and now you're screwed. Whereas the hacker position that he put himself in is more upside, less downside. So I think it's a compelling argument. I think it makes sense.
なんかこのアップルの今回の話でもインタビュー受けてたハッカーの人は言ってた、まあ、その今までバグを何個も見つけたんだけどそれをアップルに教えてあげても別に何のメリットもないから、まあ、そのままブログに書いて公表したりとかして、まあ、そうすると悪用されるあの可能性ももちろん、まあ、修正するまでに時間があるからあの悪用される可能性もあるんだけど、まあ、ただメリットがなかったから今まではみたいな。
It's kind of offering people clean money、instead of dirty money.
Yeah.
You know, but if there is an exploit that is substantial enough, sort of this ethically neutral hacker could still decide to go on the dark web and sell that off to, who knows, a foreign government or, you know, you could change an election if you have the right sort of hacking.
昔仕事でこうなんかブラックハットハッカーからワイルドハッカーになった人に会ったことあるんだけど、なんかアメリカの政府とかにもこう証言で出たりとかしてる人で、あのなんかずっとサングラスしててこう顔がバレないようにみたいな、なんかもうなんだろう、もう見た目からしてすごい怪しい感じの人で面白かった。なんかこう映画とかでもうこういう人ってみんながイメージするそういうすごい陳腐なバージョン、わかりやすいやつを体現してるみたいな感じで、なんか結構、ハッカーって言ってもそんなわかりやすい見た目じゃないよ、結構普通の人だよっていうのがよくあるやつだと思うんだけど、その人はこうその逆だったのね。なんかこう、
well, I think there are a lot of those, no.
逆に意外で面白かった。
I think, well, it takes an insane amount of patience and obsession and time by yourself, like completely by yourself.
Yeah.
So if you're a social person, I don't think you're going to be a super successful hacker. I mean, maybe it's possible. Maybe you can be social with
right.
other hackers or people you hack. I don't know. But you're staring at a screen for insane amounts of time.
Yeah.
And there are so many different languages that you need to understand to be truly capable.
なんか私はその一人しか実際に会ったことないからサンプルが一個しかないんだけど、すごい適当なイメージで言うとポーカーやってる人いるじゃん、プロの。あの人たちと同じカテゴリー、なんかわかる？サングラスしてて、
well, they're just hiding their eyes, no?
でもサングラスしててなんかこうスケッチーな感じわかる？こう独特の雰囲気醸し出してるじゃん、あのポーカーの人たちも。
There is an interesting, you know, I guess the portrayal of hackers in the media is always completely absurd. It's always ridiculous. I've never really seen a compelling portrayal of like a hacker because it would be boring.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be some...
ハリウッド映画とかもそうだもんね。そういう人ってこう、え、これ今私誰のこと、あ、Transformers とかなんだっけ、こう、お母さんのベースメントとかに住んでて、なんか太っててアロハシャツ着てるみたいな。でもすごいできるみたいな。
Yeah. Well, that what interests me, not just the characters that they portray, but there are always some really, you know, 変わってる人, right?
Yeah.
But also the way they hack, you know, they have some very, it's either like just jumbled code looking stuff on the screen, just moving around. They're like switching windows really fast, but they're just the typing is all over the place, right? Their fingers aren't actually hitting, you know, keys properly.
Like, そうだね.
And there's always like the loading bar, right? Yeah. And they have to hack the thing before the loading bar reaches 100%.
Yeah.
And if they don't, it's like it's over. And sometimes you're getting hacked and you have to like hack back, right?
Yeah.
So they're like they're like fighting it out, see who has a higher WPM, right?
Yeah.
You know, words per minute.
Actually, うちの夫がこの間 Fast and Furious の一個前のやつをテレビで見てて、そこでそのロシアのニュークリアーボンブてかサブマリンみたいなのをハックするみたいな。で、そのハックしてる側、その悪者がハックしようとしてて、それを止めてる側のそのコンピューターの前でそれぞれカシャカシャやってる攻防戦みたいなのがあって、今まで見た映画の中で一番バカなシーンだった。
I don't know if that's a real thing. I think it's total bullshit. I think it's too late. Like, if, but I don't know. Maybe at the top level of NSA, there's some like guy that's ready to like hack back, right? Because maybe when it happens, if you can have a guy like get some information, it's like, oh my god, there was this vulnerability here, and you can kind of fix it.
でもなんかそうリアルタイムでこうボールの取り合いみたいにさ、はいこっち、あはいあっちみたいなさ、そういうことなのかね、ちょっと。
Yeah, could you have some sports announcing over that?
ね、そうそうそう、実況みたいな。そう、ちょっとね、面白かった。なんだこれと思って。まあ、Fast and Furious だから別にそこ誰も気にしないんだけど。
Fast and Furious is so ridiculous. You know, like,
You know, I saw the latest one.
Which number is that?
It's a different, it's like a spin-off. I don't know if it's a spin-off, but Hobbs and Shaw っていう、こう、新しい、あの、Jason Statham と The Rock が主人公なんだけど。
Statham? Was he?
He was in one of them.
Really?
Apparently. でも全然私見たら全部話忘れちゃうから、あんなのさ。でももう車じゃない。もう車は関係ないの。すでに。もうあれ、パロディみたいじゃん。元からさ、だんだん。で、今もうその境地に達してて、あの、ある、これはトレーラーにもあるんだけど、あるシーンで、The Rock が、あの、チェーンをこうぶん投げて、ヘリコプターにぐるんって絡ませて、素手でヘリコプターをこう引っ張るっていう。すごいシーンがあった。
That is absurd.
でもそこまで言っちゃうとなんかバカすぎてこう楽しめるけどね。もはや。はははみたいな。
I guess.
あの、一個前で多分、あの、飛行機の後ろから車で飛び降りてたじゃん。
I don't think I've seen that one.
あ、okay.
I stopped at Tokyo Drift.
That's like forever ago.
Yeah, I might have seen one of the other ones on the plane.
The Tokyo Drift はまだパロディじゃなかったもん。
It was funny though. I thought it was really
funny.
It was
funny, but it was still about car racing.
Yeah.
Or at least about cars. もう、car じゃない。car は関係ない。
For me, like, I'm familiar with the car scene, like, in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Like, what's actually going on. So when I watched that movie, it just seemed so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And there are people that drift in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, not today. And right. And you'd have to be super sneaky. People would actually drift this corner near our university. Or like,
whoa.
Yeah, what? Like people.
Abunai요.
I don't want to snitch on anyone, but yeah.
次。スターリング大学の研究チームが人は知り合いの写真を見せられてその人のことを全く知らないと完璧に嘘をつけるのかどうか実験を行いました。実験では48人の被験者に知り合いの顔写真と見知らぬ他人の顔写真をランダムに見せていき、その間に目の動きをトラッキングして反応を比較しました。すると知り合いの顔写真の時だけ写真を凝視する平均時間が相対的に長く、顔の中心部分を凝視する時間が短い代わりに目を見る時間が長く、顔の中で見る部位が少ないなど反応が異なっていました。写真を見るときに被験者に自然に振る舞ってもらった場合と、知り合いの写真だとバレないように目の動きを一定にするようお願いし、あえて意識させた場合では、逆に後者の方がよりバレやすくなっていました。
A research team at Stirling University has conducted an experiment to see whether people could perfectly lie about whether they know someone while being shown a picture of their face. In the experiment, subjects were randomly shown pictures of people they knew and people they did not, and were asked to answer no, denying that they knew them, while having their eye movement tracked. The researchers found that subjects tended to look at people they knew longer, spending more time looking at the eyes rather than the center of the face, exhibiting markers of recognition. When the subjects viewing the pictures were asked to make a conscious effort to not exhibit such markers, rather than letting them deny it naturally, they actually exhibited more markers of recognition.
そう、複数のマーカーがあって、目の動き、見る長さ、見る場所、そしてその回数とか。だから、うん、本人が例えばバレないように目をあんまり動かさないようにしようとか動きを意識したとしても他にマーカーがあるからそれでバレちゃうっていう、でそのマーカーすべてを意識してコントロールできる人っていうのはなかなかいない、なかなかっていうか多分普通はできないから、
うん、
まあこれを欺くっていうのはなかなか難しいねっていう。
What was that cheesy dialogue show、Lie to Me?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
Did you
yeah,
watch
yeah.
that? You saw it, right?
ちょっとだけ見たことある。あれはあんまり好きじゃなかったけど。
Yeah, I only saw a few episodes. I was interested、まあ、in the concept, but after like the third episode, I was like, okay, I kind of get it.
Yeah. これね、あの、日本に結構関係がある研究で、なんでかっていうと、これ、Controlled Information Technique? Test か。CIT っていう、日本語だと、秘匿情報検査って言うんだけど、うん、日本の警察は欧米と違ってポリグラフにこの秘匿情報検査を使ってるんだよね、うん、だから欧米だと嘘発見器みたいな、だから嘘ついてるかどうかをチェックするんだけど、日本は嘘ついてるかどうかじゃなくて、そのそれを知っているかどうかをチェックする
But in the States, they don't require you to take a polygraph. You have the option to take a polygraph in your own defense, right?
Right.
I think they... Don't they make you do the test here?
うん、場合によると思うけど、ただその裁判でそれがこうdefinitiveな証拠になるかっていうとそうでもない。
But they can make you take the test
here,
so.
right?
I think so. Because I thought they showed people... Generally not with this particular test, not people, but like weapons, objects.
そう、あの、ただ欧米だと仕事とか、なんか NSA とかその職員にそのポリグラフ、嘘発見器をやらせるっていうのは結構あって、
うん、
でそもそもあの、その欧米式の嘘発見器って精度がどうなんだろうっていうのが、まあ、ずっと批判されてるわけじゃん。実際例えばこう ほっぺの内側とか舌をめちゃくちゃ噛んで返事をすれば、 その時に生理現象が起きるからそこで騙せるとかあるわけよ。だから、まあ、こっちの、まあ、秘匿情報検査に関しては嘘ついてるかどうかじゃなくて、今マイケルが言ったみたいに事件に使った凶器とかで、例えば メディアにはまだ出てない情報があるときに、じゃあナイフ、銃、ノコギリ、斧とか言ってって、その一つに何か急に反応があったら、あ、なんか知ってんのかなみたいな。で、それを人間の顔でもできるのかどうかっていう研究が今まで実はなかったらしくて、これが初めて、知り合いかどうかをチェックするのに使えるかっていう。で、背景として、まあ、テロリストとか、一人捕まった時に、まあ、仲間を特定する際に、この人知ってますか、知ってますかって言うんだけど、まあ、嘘つくじゃん。だそれをどうにかして見分ける方法があるのかなっていう話だった。
It's crazy. Even if you had the abilities that the lie to me guy has, you'd be unemployed.
うん。しかも、あれ、うん。そうだね。あの人、まあ、シャーロック・ホームズみたいな感じだもんね、要は。こう見て、まあ、あとメンタリストみたいなさ。
Well, yeah, but Holmes is more of a holistic detective. This guy was really just, I don't care about any of the other evidence. I just want to see his face.
Yeah.
And that's it.
そうだね。
I mean, that's, ま
あ、あと手の動きとかね。
That's a gross、mischaracterization of the show, probably. But that's what it felt like.
Yeah. Well, I think it was
this,
about that.、
This thing where...If you make an effort to not exhibit those markers, that you actually exhibit more markers、mm. is interesting. You know,、mm. this、awareness problem that we're oftentimes, we're much better at things when we're not paying too much attention.
So,
and that's、yeah. true for sports. That's true for arts, I think. Dancing, all of those things. If you feel too self-conscious, it's like,That's what the pressure of the crowd is, right? It turns your attention、
mm.
in on yourself. And、mm. you start, it's like this crumbling、
そうね、
thing. Because if you like start to pay attention to your own heartbeat or something, or your breathing, like how do you manage your breathing? So when people panic and it's like, oh my God,I'm breathing like I'm hyperventilating or something. Thinking about the fact that you're hyperventilating、
yeah.
isn't really like the cure. You know what I mean?
So,
so there's that feedback loop.
一回ね、瞑想しに行った時に、その guided meditation みたいなのだったんだけど、
mm-hmm.
そのリードしてる人が、呼吸に意識しないでください。呼吸を意識しないでって言いすぎて、呼吸のことばかり考えちゃうみたいな。だもう言わないでほしいと思って。
Yeah.
なんか何回も言うのね。
Mm-hmm.
はい、吸って、吐いて、吸って、吐いて。はい、呼吸のことは考えないで、みたいなさ。言われれば言われるほど、思い出すからやめて、みたいな。
That's a very common attention problem that you'll see it everywhere if you start to pay attention to that problem. But you see it in、UI.Design a lot, user interface design a lot. Don't write something that you don't want people to. The thing is, people don't see the word not or un or no or anti or whatever. They see the other word. So one classic example is that on credit card readers, it'll say, "Do not remove card."No, but it also says remove card right under the words do not. And so people just yank it out because it says remove card. Yeah, it says do not, but it's stupid. And it should say leave the card in. And this is just happening all over the place. We have this problem with gun violence. We have this explains so many problems on this planet is that we mismanage our attention by shit systems, shit design. And it's just beating us down all the time.
面白いね。特に英語だとこう、英語で命令形だとさ、do not の後の動詞が conjugate しないじゃん。原形のままじゃん。だから命令形、否定の時と否定じゃない時と形が変わらないから、確かにパッと見ね、こう、その最初の部分を見逃したら、全く逆の意味になっちゃうもんね。
Yeah, so that's, it's like, traffic lights in Japan. There's a red light, and then there's a green light that says, go.、
うん、
but there's also a red light. So the red light means stop. But if there's a green arrow, then you can go. So you're training yourself to like not recognize this red light thing and expecting yourself to never, ever, ever go through a red light. That's super dumb. That's very dumb design. The entire country is designed this way. It's everywhere. So it's just about poorly directed attention. And that's usually like a language problem.
次、サイエンティフィックリポーツに掲載されたブラウン大学の研究で400人の被験者に様々なシナリオを渡し、事件の加害者に罰を与えるべきかどうか決めてもらいました。その際、自分が陪審員の場合と被害者の場合に分け、さらに一人で罰を決める場合とグループで決める場合に分けました。すると、グループで決める場合、罰を与えるべきと主張する人数が増えれば増えるほど、他の人が追従する確率が最大 40% 増加し、この傾向は自分が被害者でも陪審員でも同様に見られました。グループの場合は、周りの人やグループ全体の好みを判断材料として考慮する傾向にあり、自分一人で決めるときよりも衝動的になり、慎重さが減り、罰を与えることの意義が倍増していました。ただし、被害者と陪審員で比較すると、陪審員の方が倫理に反することに対して敏感で、グループに流されにくい姿勢を見せていました。
In an experiment published in Scientific Reports by Brown University, 400 people were given various scenarios and asked whether the offender should be punished. The results were divided depending on whether they were the jury or the victim, as well as whether people were deciding the punishment on their own or as part of a group. When deciding punishment in groups, they found that as the number of people advocating for punishment increased, individual likelihood to advocate for punishment would also increase by up to 40%. This was true whether you were in the jury or victim scenario. In a group, people felt that they had to consider the group's opinion when deciding to punish, and they became more impulsive and less considerate, with the punishment becoming twice as meaningful. However, when comparing victims and jurors, the jury was more susceptible to inconsistent ethics and runaway groupthink.
そう、グループになった途端に決断のハードルが下がって、全体的に罰を人に与えることを好むようになっちゃうっていう。40% って結構すごいよね。だからその個人の心情がどうであれ、グループが個人の意見をシフトさせてしまうっていう、まあ人間の特徴。で、このペーパーには、まあこれだけ聞くとすごい悪いことに聞こえちゃうかもしれないけど、まあ他人の意見を参考にするっていうのは、その環境に順応して情報を集めるっていう、まあ、人間のサバイバルに必要なことだからみたいなのは言ってた。だからまあ必ずしもネガティブなわけじゃないけど、ただ確かに陪審員とか裁判員制度になった時に、まあ、こういうふうにコンフォームしちゃう、みんなに合わせて普段の自分だったら選ばないような決断をしてしまうっていうのはあるよねっていう。で、面白いと思ったのが、一個のグループで、まあ、罰与えようぜってなるじゃん。そしたら、次に、ま、なんていうの？次また別の話した時にも、なんか、その前のグループが罰を好んだっていうのを覚えている人は、また同じように最初からこう、罰しようぜってなんかなっちゃうらしいのね。だから、一回そのグループによってシフトされた価値観が、そのままちょっと残っちゃってるみたいな。なんかそれぐらいやっぱりグループのプレッシャーが強い。
What's so fascinating is it's happening at the individual level first.
うん。
You know, to be the first one of a group to have a strong opinion or to advocate for something is risky, right?
Yeah.
If no one said their opinion yet and you're like, let's hang this guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's kind of risky. People might be like,
You're crazy.
Yeah. So usually the people that are willing to say things first are the strongest or are the most confident, right? And then because the strongest, most confident people, as perceived by the group, we don't know if that's actually true, but the group would tend to perceive them that way as leaders, right? Because they didn't say anything and now those people took the lead. They feel like if they don't support those people, that they themselves could be threatened, right? So there, as the strength of the advocacy group grows. If you say, no, I don't think we should kill that person or punish that person that way, you introduce something called a political problem between yourself and the people who want to hang that guy. Now, the last thing you want to do is have the people who like to hang people upset at you, right? So just the dynamics just work out in such a way to create this witch hunting mob mentality thing where people feel an enormous survival pressure. You know, so if you're susceptible to social pressure because you feel that you yourself are not strong enough to contend with the advocacy group, then you will join and to protect yourself from being the next one on the chopping block.
そう、だからグループになると流されやすいっていう傾向だけならまだしも、そういうふうにみんなが罰を好む風に毎回毎回シフトしちゃうっていうのは偏ってるから面白いよね。で、特に被害者が例えばコンペンセーションを求めている場合、コンペンセーションがあれば別に加害者が罰を受けなくてもいいですって言ってる場合でも、その関係ない人たちがいや罰与えようぜってなることが多いのね。
Did you ever have the experience in middle school or maybe elementary school or maybe in high school in school where in any form of schooling whatsoever where a group of people would be mean to you, but if you talk to any one of that group on their own by themselves, they weren't mean. It was a normal interaction. It was almost like they could be nice, or they felt awkward because they felt pressure to be mean.
Yeah,
but it wasn't their own will.
A peer pressure ってことだね。
Yeah, so you can. You can't contend with a clique or a bully group in numbers, but if you pulled one off to the side and just had a conversation with them, that will create a political problem within the bully group.
そうね。
But you can't talk to groups that way because
it's
just this weird tribal thing.
そうね。あとその被害者はいいって言ってるのに周りがバシようぜってなるのは自分がこうまあ若い時にこう襲ってこようとした人、なんかバイト先が一緒で襲ってこようとした人に対して、私はもう大ごとにしたくないから、もう誰にも言いたくないし、バイト先にも言いたくないし、学校にも言いたくないって言ってて、でも私の彼氏はもうブチ切れてて、バイト先とか学校になんで言わないのって私が怒られるみたいな、なんかそれもやっぱりこう被害者のためとかじゃないんだよね、もはやそうなってくると。もう自分のがスッキリしたいためっていうかさ、だからその陪審とかこうグループになった時もやっぱりこう、ここでもさ、このパニシメントのバリューがマルティプライされてたって書いてあって、だからその元々この人に罰を与えることが社会的に意味があるのか、社会的にメリットがあるのかどうか、この人が罰を受けたら実際に更生してじゃあ社会に復帰できるのかとか、そういうのを個人の時はいろいろ考えてるのに、グループになっていやー罰やろうぜってなった瞬間に、なんかそういうのを結構忘れてしまって、こう罰あげるのって最高っていうか大事だよねみたいな感じになっちゃってるっていう。
What do you call it? The dissolution of responsibility, I guess.
So.
Because if it's just one, if you're the guy that makes a decision, and you overdid it in the moment, right? Yeah, let's hang this guy. You're 一人で in the back. And then they do it, right? They hang that guy.
Yeah, because
and
of
it's
you.
It's like, why did you hang the guy? Oh, that guy in the back. And they point, everyone points at you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh...Like that actually, you know. Yeah.
So, まあ、みんなで決めたことだし、だったら、まあ、間違えたとしても、まあ、自分一人の責任にはならないからいいやっていうのは無意識にでもやっぱり思っちゃうよね、誰でも多分。一人で決めるってなると全部が自分の責任だから、そんな簡単に衝動的には yeah では決められない
But we would want all members of the jury to feel the full weight of what that punishment entails、
mm.
you know like take it in for a second you know somebody lights some incense and they sit around cross-legged and think about what's going on if they kill、yeah. this dude like I mean whether or not it's killing someone it's that diffusion of responsibility is nonsense it ends up being no one's that's、yeah. what's so scary about it
ただその、
Everyone just feels a tiny bit.
まあ、陪審とか裁判員制度が逆にないってなるとそれこそディソリューションどころか誰の責任でもないというかさ、まあ、その裁判官一人 の、まあ、その職務として、
mm-hmm.
社会としてその責任を負ってるっていうよりただその人がお金を、ね、もらう代わりに決断することになるわけじゃん、mm-hmm. それよりかは、まあ、だからすごい多分難しいと思うんだけど裁判員とかで選ばれちゃった人はでもすごい難しいなこれで良かったのかなとかって思う人が増えるっていうのは大事なことだよねその簡単に決める問題じゃないわけじゃんその誰かに刑罰を与えるとか与えないとかっていうのって、うん、だから正しい答えっていうのはまあ合ってないようなものであって
Who do you think punishments are really for? Because I don't believe that it's for the victim Because oftentimes if it's bad enough well, the victim's dead
Yeah まあ
So this post-mortem revenge, like, it doesn't really make sense.
Post-mortem revenge はちょっと意味わからないけど。でも、まあ難しいよね。本当にこう、まあ被害者がいる場合といない場合でも全然違うと思うし、だからドラッグ一人で使ったみたいなさ、よくこう最近ニュースとかでも話題になってたけど、そういう場合に、じゃあその人を牢屋に入れて何が変わるのかっていう。
And that's true for a lot of
じゃあかといってその、yeah. なんだろう殺人未遂とか起こした人を何も刑を与えないというかさ、まあ、反省してるからすぐ出しましょうとかもちょっと意味わかんないしとか
If I was president
Okay
I would the justice system would be built entirely around incentives and incentives onlySo if something doesn't incent people
yeah.
or disincent people a certain way then I would consider it not effective you know so if there's something you really 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 didn't want people to do then you'd have something really 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 bad lined up for that person in prison worse than death absolutely because right. you don't want them to do it ever and then you never have to put anyone in prison because nobody does it because the disincentive is so bad
like what
Well, I, when people talk about what to do about like the shootings in the States, I think it would make sense to torture people who do something like that for the purpose of not having people do that. Because those, it's sort of a fancy way to commit suicide. So I'd tell the police, don't shoot them dead no matter what you do. Don't kill the shooter no matter what.And then they're going to be locked up forever, and it's going to be the worst time anyone could ever have.
でも誰がトーチャーするの？その torture する係もかわいそう。
AI.
あ、ロボット。
Yeah, just push the button.
生き地獄みたいなこと。
Yeah, we'll use some quantum system so nobody knows who actually pressed it.
quantum system.
That's what it's for. But, right. but I believe that the purpose is incentives, because I don't believe in revenge. I think it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.The future is what you're dealing with. And any crime that's happened has already happened. So if you can change the incentives around human behavior, then I think there's a purpose. But beyond that, I don't think that there's really a purpose.
I guess. だからその、大した犯罪じゃなくて、こう、私がいつも思うのは、そういう被害者がない犯罪とかでさらに牢屋に入れといても別に何も変わらない場合だその例えば薬物とかやって何回牢屋に入れられても出てきてまたやっちゃうみたいなそれは別に エディクションが問題なわけであって、その牢屋に入れる期間が長ければ長いほどじゃあその人が治るかって言ったらそういう場合じゃないみたいなのはやっぱり問題だなと思うけど、
well, I think that's more specific to, you know, the problem of drug addiction.
そう、だ、
because that, それはよく考える
けど、そのなんかそれは分かりやすいじゃん。その何のためにその人を捕まえて何のために牢屋に入れるとかっていうのを考えやすいじゃん。ただその今マイケルが言ったみたいな大量に殺人を犯した人とかっていうのはこう社会からリムーブしたいわけじゃん。だから、ま、本当はみんな一緒に暮らす権利はあるんだけど、あなたはこういうことしちゃったから悪いけどここにはもう入れません、この社会の中でウェルカムじゃない、ちょっと悪いけど違うとこにいてねみたいなその違うところにいてねって言って隔離した後の処遇っていうことでしょ、うん、そこでこう、ね、単純に牢屋で暮らすのか、それともマイケルが言うみたいにロボットが拷問を加えるのか
それとも死刑なのかみたいな。 That piece of shit is a voodoo doll of every future shooter. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
that's その抑止力になるっていう意味でしょ?
Yeah, and aside from that, I don't really see the point of punishing people.
過去に無差別殺人をした人が牢屋で拷問されてて、その様子をたまにみんなで見て、ああ、やば。や、絶対やだ。
well,
やるのやめようみたいなこと。
Okay, if you're suicidal and you want to kill people, is getting shot gonna stop you? No. Period.
Yeah.
Just people need to use their heads.
Right.
So ridiculous.
まあね。
Yeah. That's the answer. So.
その死刑とか、まあそういう拷問とかがどれぐらい、そのなんていうの、犯罪を計画してる人がもう通常のメンタル状態ではないわけじゃん。そこまでの人って、まあ多く、mm-hmm. 全部じゃなくたなかったとしても、だそういう人がどこまでその捕まった後のこととかを考えて、それがあじゃあやっぱやめようって抑止力になるほどこう冷静な部分が残ってるのかっていう問題もあるよねきっと、
うん、
だそこまで考えられる人は元からやんないっていうの人もいるだろうし、だそれはスタッツとか見ないと分からないけど、
いや、yeah. Well, it, I mean, it's a deeper question than just stats even、
yeah.
So But, you know、
まあ、社会としてやってみてもいいかもね私は別になんかその なんていうの、無差別殺人とかをしようとした人が拷問されることについて別に私はそんなに反対ではないというか、
well,
いいんじゃない
。 I'm against torture and people getting tortured in general, but not as much,
yeah,
as,
for sure.
but not as, much as I am against、you know, these mass、
yeah.
killing events and so
yeah, for sure.
those things are just, they're just so horrible、
yeah.
that if one guy needs to turn into a voodoo doll,
yeah,
sorry bro,
yeah,
that's it. Like,
でもまあさっき言ったみたいに裁判員とか陪審に選ばれちゃった人もそうだけど、こうこれってすぐ選べるもんじゃないから何かしらをウェイしなきゃいけないわけじゃん。だからこの間みたいにアメリカでじゃあ銃乱射があって2歳の子供が死にましたとかなった時に、じゃあその撃った人を、まあ、すごい寛容な心で見るのか、じゃあブードゥードールにしてまあこんねこんなことした人ならまあロボットにトーチャーされてもしょうがないんじゃないっていうことにするかみたいな。それか本当にノルウェーみたいにさ、どんなことしても人権を第一に考えてすごいいい部屋にさ住まわせて、とにかくだから多分ああいうところの考えだと社会からリムーブしてる時点でもうパニッシュメントなわけじゃん。パニッシュメントっていうか、もう社会としての利益は確保されているっていう考えだと思うんだよね。だからそのわざわざその人を苦しめる意味はあんまりないっていうかさ。
I think their prisons are a bit over the top, you know, where everyone gets a PS4 and Wi-Fi.
なんか考え方の違いだよね。その
But I do think a lot of the vast majority of the punishing that developed societies do is not effective or productive. It could be a lot better. It could be done in a way that doesn't make people resentful. Because some people become resentful and they're just... they never turn around, but it then for other people it does. So I don't know.
まあ、あとだから遺族の気持ちとかもあるしね、もちろんね。だからその、自分の子供が殺されて、その人がすごいいい部屋でプレステずっとしてて、それが税金で賄われてて、それがいいのかどうかとか。
That's insane.
でもまあ、
That's insane.
感情論を全部抜きにして、冷静に、あの、人権第一に考えたらノルウェーみたいになるのも納得は納得というか、まあ、理解はできるし。
Japan has an interesting legal system where they are much less forgiving for certain sort of professional mistakes or accidental things.
そうね。
Just breaking a rule、yeah. not on purpose, you can really get screwed over in Japan. The best example of that is driving.So if you're driving、mm. a car in Japan, they will consider you a professional who is currently on the job. And so if you hit anyone while driving, it's, first of all, it's your fault, no matter what happened. And the only thing they're trying to figure out is how much of it is not your fault.、
Mm.
But the starting assumption is it's 100% your fault.
Yeah.
And people, there's stories where...You know, someone just ran over a homeless person that was lying in the street. So someone was lying on the road at night and they got run over. Someone ran them over. And the person that ran them over, you know, was found to be professionally negligent and spent like 15 years in prison or something. And basically their life was destroyed because they were slightly carelessBut how many people wouldn't have run that guy over?
Yeah. 考え方のベースが多分車社会前提じゃないんだよね、きっと。その、みんなが徒歩で暮らしてる中で、好きで車を運転してる人が何パーセントかいるみたいなのがベースになっている考え方だよね、きっと。って思わない?だから、こう、車を運転してる時点でもう、なんていうの?リスク、リスクがある行動を取っているみたいな。
Well, that's a very Tokyo way of thinking, right? Everywhere else, I mean, you kind of just need to drive.
I guess, but my point was that the law must be old. like, that
well,
it must have been made when, you know, not everyone was driving or something like that, no? Because otherwise it doesn't make sense.Like only a partial number of people had a car and everyone else was driving or riding a horse or something. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what I would assume.
I don't.
Then it makes sense.
I don't think the otherwise, law is I don't that really, old.
otherwise, I don't really get it. But I'm forever scared of driving the car because...
It's scary
because of、
crazy.
That reason.
You know how many kuroko jump out in front of my car all the time?
Yeah.
And
or like people on bicycle or old people trying to jaywalk and
because they're all looking kinds of for stuff. Pokemon. If you get run over while looking for Pokemon, I think the sentence should be about half as bad.
でもね、そう難しいよね。まあ、デスペナルティとかもね、国、まあ、国というかアメリカなんて州によっても意見が全然違うしね。
What's your take on it? Not to get in a huge death penalty debate or anything, I'm just curious.
I'm against it unless it's like 完全な現行犯みたいな。
Like,
なタクマ守るみたいな。
Like、or something.
だからタクマ守るみたいにこうもう。ナイフ持って幼稚園に行ってぐさぐさ刺しましたもうその人に決まってるみたいな場合
But that dude probably just wants to die anyways
Yeah, it doesn't matter まあいいよ別に Just give it to him って感じただそのだから冤罪の確率がもう絶対にのもう 100% ない場合は、
mm.
なんだろうそれがこういいすごくいいことだとは思わないけどまあ別にそこまで against ではないかな。
I don't...
なんか昔は絶対にやめた方がいいと思ってたの。
Yeah.
だから昔本当の昔は全然死刑いいと思ってて、その後、いややっぱ死刑ダメだわってなって、でその後、 まあ 5000% 現行犯だったらまあ長くダメとも言えないのかなっていう考えに至った、まあ、いろんなあれを経て
I think it could be unconstitutional in the United States, the death penalty、
hmm.
Although I haven't I mean it probably isn't Some fancy lawyer probably would have figured that out by now
Right
But you don't have a right to an appeal if you're dead So、yeah. what if there's new evidence?
そうだから、
yeah, so、そう
だからやっぱ 1000% 現行犯だった場合は What do you think then?、
I don't know, depends
そうだからそうなるとさ why not? なんかまあいいかってならない正直
I feel like if the crime is that bad then the person would prefer to be dead And then there would be more utility in them not being given thatBecause that gives the next person relief. Oh, I can just do what、まあね、I want.、And、so it goes back to the incentive thing.
ローヤにずっと入ってるんじゃなくて、なんかこう、誰もやりたくない仕事をやってもらえるとか、なんかそういう。
Just put him in a cage with gorillas or something. What? See what happens.
Why? Gorillas が迷惑じゃない。なんか、why don't we do with this guy? って感じ。
I don't know.
まあ難しいよね。
Pay-per-view.
こうその人をこう生かすときにもお金かかるしさとかそういうのも考えてね、まあ、いろいろ難しい
you know, They used to have these spectacular ways of getting rid of the worst people in society And they, you know, they would make you fight you know, two gorillas and like an alligator in the Colosseum or something, right? You know, like
ああグラディエーターみたいな感じで
Yeah, but there were criminals that were put in that sort of scenario, right?
Okay
AndAnd the narrative was very clear to everyone, and it was a spectacle, and it was like, man, if you commit a crime, you could end up, you know, having to fight two、right. gorillas or something.、
Hmm.
And it's like the worst way to go. And you know that、yeah. because you watched it with your own eyes.
Right. What if this guy is, like, really good, though, at fighting?
Just add more gorillas. What's the problem?
でもゴリラがだからかわいそうじゃん Why do they have to fight this human?
I don't know Like they Wouldn't they like doing that? Gorillas、no、like、way. Are super crazy and
Animals don't like fighting
Yeah they do
No they don't
Yeah they do You know like teddy bears Like
don't
little bears
Don't you watch like National Geographic or something? They usually try to avoid fighting Because it
They fight all the time You see giraffes swinging their heads into each other at a billion miles
it's
per hour
It's only if they have to Because like if they get injured It's a serious risk
Every
of death.
Time a hot chick walks past A couple of males have to slam into each other at full speed
Because it's a serious issue for them
Yeah, but that's a fight
to
though
To make babies and stuff
Yeah,
It's not like they're gonna be fighting a human
but there
in
is,
vain
There is a fight where there's、
no、
a winner、
reason.
And a loser
Yeah.
And animals do it like all the time, right?
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, but they're not pitted against each other by a human.
Not by a human.
Yeah. So it's that's a different story, John.
What?
かわいそう.
No, animals like fighting.
次.
Researchers at the University of Utah Health have used machine learning algorithms to investigate the relationship between genetic code...in mice and their complex patterns of behavior. Christopher Gregg, lead author of the study, stated the following. Patterns of complex behavior like searching for food are composed of sequences that feel random, spontaneous, and free. Using machine learning, we are finding discrete sequences that are reproduced more frequently than you would expect by chance, and these sequences are rooted in biology.The research suggests that complex behavior emerges from sequences of finite behavior patterns, which the researchers refer to as behavioral modules. In the study, the behavioral sequences of 190 mice were observed as they left their homes and traversed a test arena, foraging for food. The researchers documented 5,600 mouse actions with variables such as gait pattern, velocity, distance traveled, and locations visited.Further analysis with machine learning identified just 71 reproducible behavioral sequences underlying mouse behavior.
ユタ大学医学部の研究チームが機械学習アルゴリズムを用いてマウスの遺伝情報と複雑な行動パターンの関係性を分析しました。研究を率いたクリストファー・グレッグ氏は以下のように述べています。 食べ物を探すといった複雑な行動パターンはランダムで衝動的で自由なシークエンスでできています。我々は機械学習を使うことで偶然というには頻繁に再現される個別のシークエンスを発見しており、これらのシークエンスは生物学に紐づいています。この研究からマウスの複雑な行動はチームが行動モジュールと呼ぶ有限の行動パターンのシークエンスから出現していることがわかります。実験では190匹のマウスが巣を出てフィールドを横切り食べ物を探しに行く様子を観察しました。チームは歩行パターンや速度、移動距離や行き先など複数の変数とともに5600種類の行動を記録し、それを機械学習で分析したところ、マウスの行動には再現性のあるシークエンスが71個あることが分かりました。
Yep、
うん、なんか一見人間が見るとパターンがないように見えても、機械学習が見るとパターンがあるよってこと。
うん、and they've identified an explicit number of behavioral sequences、
うん、
that mice are basically programmed from。
こういうふうに言われるとさ、なんか悲しくなるよ。わかる？こう人間も多分そうじゃん。まあ私が想像するにね。
So you just scratched your head and then you pointed and then you did this gesture.
Yeah.
So each of those is probably some sort of behavioral module,、
mm.
right? So, so like you run, you know, scratch your head.exe and、yeah. point your finger.exe and then, you know, hand gesture.
Yeah.
But you didn't think about any of those, right? None of those were conscious、mm. behaviors.、
Mm.
So I think unconscious behavior is certainly...And I imagine this behavior in mice is more or less unconscious.、Mm. It operates on these pre-programmed、
yeah.
sort of behavioral modules, a script, essentially,、yeah. right?
Yeah. So, なんか
Do you feel like you can't like scratch your head or like move anymore?
I can't move anymore. そうね、
yeah.
パターンもうパターンですってさ言われちゃうと、mm-hmm. ああそうですかみたいなこうやっぱり自分に置き換えて考えちゃうから、
mm.
ああ、
ね、How do you fit into everything that's happening? Why are you happening? And how much of it was your idea?
Yeah.
How much of likeyou and your world do you think was like your idea? Do you feel like you came up with
いや本当にそうなんだよ
30% or like
いや本当にそうで、こう自分が今いる環境を考えた時に本当にこれは自分で選んでこうなってる、まあ、自分で選んでこうなってるって思ってる人もいるし、まあ、仕方なくこうなってるって思う人もいるだろうけど、うん、その時の状況によって、
うん、
それがすごい全部自分の手柄って思ってる人もいるだろうしさ、
so、how do you
ただ本当にそうなのだろうかっていうのこの間ちょうど考えてたんだよね、
うん、
でいや本当に自分で決めたことってこう決めたって思い込んでる、ね、こともあるしさとか、あと病気になったからこうとかってのもあるし、
I've definitely seen other people think that they were a genius for things that they didn't actually do.
Oh, hmm.
Which is concerning, right? You hope that、hmm. that's not
happening. なんかあの東大のしくじがすごい話題になってさ、hmm. あの上野千鶴子さんだっけ、hmm. がこう、まあ、東大に入学してきた新入生の人たちに向かってこう、まあ、自分の手柄だけでここにいると思わないでくださいみたいな、なぜならそのすごい頑張って勉強に集中したと思ったかもしれないけど、それはそうさせる環境があったからであって、それは誰でも持ってるものじゃないとかね、まあそういう話を してたんだよね、
うん、
だそれはその東大の新入生に限った話じゃなくてみんなそうじゃん、だそういうのも、
right.
含めちゃうともうさ自分のディシジョンって合ってないようなものなんじゃないかも。
Well, if there was a world war, you know, World War III was going on right now.
Yeah.
You would have to make very different decisions. You wouldn't really have a choice.
Yeah.
Right? And then, so it's not to either of our credit that World War III isn't happening right now. It could have been. That's not something that we had any control over. So there is definitely a lot in the way of just circumstance, just prior circumstance, and the blood, sweat, and tears of dead ancestors and people like us.
戦争の話で言うと、それこそ第二次世界大戦だって、こう戦争になるって前々から分かってた一般市民がどれぐらいいたのかとかね。そう、まあ大丈夫だろうと思ってた人もいただろうし。
Could start next year. Who knows?
そう、だから分かんないわけじゃん。とか、なんかこの間ちょうど見たのは、
Let me just knock on wood real quick.
この間ちょうど見たのは、あの、なんか猫とか犬の毛皮をこう軍に渡す、まあ、とにかく物が足りてないから、はい、だからこう自分のペットとか大事にしてた動物をこう提出して、とかまあ殺したりして、あの、なんか国に貢献しなきゃいけなかったみたいな人の手記がツイッターでなんか回ってて。わかんない。でそしたらこれ本当かわかんないんだけど、こうツイッターで何人かの人が、実際はこう国は別にそんなことしろって言ったわけじゃなくて、国民がこう忖度して、なんていうの、こうすべきみたい なんか風潮があってそこまでやってたみたいな、だから自発的にやってたことだみたいな書いてる人がいて、そういうのとかを聞いて、
Wait, are you talking about in Japan?
いや、
no.
まあ、そういうのを見てると、こうなんだろう、もうみんなでこう話し合って決めたわけでもなく、国から命令されたわけでもなく、風潮というものがこう作られていって、さっきの1個目の話じゃないけどさ、で同調圧力みたいなものとかもあって、じゃあそこで私の犬は可愛いから絶対に手放したくないなんてもう言えないじゃん。そんな自己中なことありますか。もうみんな死んでるんだよ、国のためにあなたの犬ぐらい差し出せるでしょみたいな話とかになってきた時にさ、もうチョイスなんてないじゃん。
That's why people don't want to live in a totalitarian regime.
Jungle.
You know, you have to deal with the Gestapo and all this.
なんかそういうのとかいろいろ見てて、最近こう、
But yeah, World War II, they took everyone's shoes and stuff.
そう、だからそういう風潮とか、自分なんかそういう風潮とか peer pressure とかがある中で、自分って本当に決めてることって実際どれぐらいあるのかなっていうのをちょうど考えてた。
So what's your answer?
いや、あるようでないよね。だから例えばうちの猫を2匹もらってきた時のこととかを、この間ね、たまたまきっかけがあって考えてて、あれだってもらわない選択肢ってあったのかなとか、その場に行ってその猫に会って、
Well, that starts to sound like a really, sort of almost a religious perspective, you know, like destiny or like fate.Or like God has a plan.
そんなでもロマンチックなものじゃなくて、もうちょっと現実的にこう。
Just the inside of a computer.
Would I have ever said no at that point? No. Did I actually? I thought I had a choice then, but if I think about it now, did I actually have a choice? No. みたいな、で、なんかそんなことの積み重ねなんじゃないかなって。
Right. Well, this is a debate that people always have with, in 総合格闘技. Like when someone gets knocked out, it's like.Was there any way I could have avoided that? Or just like, I just got clipped. It was just by chance. Like, that won't happen again. Or was it really like,、like, is there something you could do different? But the thing is, if you actually went back in time, the exact same thing would happen, obviously.、If everything was the same, the exact same thing would happen.
Right.
You can't, literally can't. Like, it is, there is probability and there is chance, but...It does seem like if you went back in time, literally the exact same thing would happen. So like if I was trying to convince someone of something, whether or not they would be convinced is sort of predetermined. Because I have what I'm going to say and they have what's in their mind.
Yeah.
And that's a mystery to me. I don't know what's in their mind.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why, you know, you have to go through the exercise.
But
because if you knew you weren't going to convince someone of something, or then you wouldn't, try. I guess you would go back and refine your argument or something. But the idea, and I thought about this a lot because of the AI question of what will happen when AI emerges, And my schizo conclusion is that the AI will be so compelling that we won't have free will, because whether I have the intellectual defense against its persuasion, that's already whatever it is before the AI says whatever it says to me.
Mm.
And so it could basically say the perfect thing, and then you would just do exactly what it knew you would do. And then we would look like the mice in this experiment,
yeah,
that have our behavioral patterns and stuff, right?
そうね。だからやっぱ free will。
We have to have free will,
まあ、
though, right?
Free will があるかないかとはちょっと別の問題なんだよね。
Is it? Why? I'm not sure it is.
Because free will が、なんだろう、まあ、
Say the only thing that you could say.
なんか、free will があるかないかっていう問題と、その、選択肢があるかないか、まあ、っていう問題ってちょっとレイヤーが違くない？なんか似てるけど、
Why? Well,
because
you can, if you have you a choice, have free... that's your free will, because you're just choosing between different behavioral modules to run.
If you didn't have a choice, can you have free will when you don't have choices? I'm getting confused.
Well, you have the freedom to make a choice, right? I mean, we should stick to talking about free will as we perceive it, which is
right.
You have the experience that you can make decisions, that you make decisions, that you're the one that it's like, I don't really feel like eating natto right now, so I'm going to eat this other thing. I mean, maybe you didn't decide to feel that way, but you decided...not to eat that at all, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what is your stance on free will? You think you have free will or you don't have free will? Because I find that saying that you don't have free will is extremely disempowering. And I got in this argument with an AI researcher at a science event. And as soon as he said that he didn't have free will, I said, okay, then I have control of the conversation.And I really did. And it was the freakiest thing ever. Like, he was, like, in psychosis. Like, he couldn't deal with it. He had locked himself in just by thinking that he didn't have free will. Because he had... If you really believe that, then you start to concede control to other people. And one of my favorite quotes is that if you don't have a plan, that you will become a part of somebody else's plan.
Or you're just part of the God's plan.
Well, that works too. But
a lot of people are happy about it.
But that may not be your idea. I don't think no free will makes sense, because if you don't have free will, then you're only saying what you're saying because you can't say anything else.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
If that's right, then there's no point of anything.
I mean,
the universe would find its point of...maximal efficiency.
Because if we're just reacting to everything that's happening around us,
mm-hmm.
right? Then,
why generate consciousness?
Do we actually have a choice?
But why generate consciousness?
Are we actually conscious, or is it just an illusion?
I'm conscious. I'm totally here.
Maybe it's just
an
illusion.
I'm convinced that I'm conscious. I'm thinking, therefore I am.I'm right here, totally thinking and totally am.
Yeah, and what if that's an illusion? Like,
it's possible.
Maybe we need to believe, maybe it was necessary for us to believe that we're conscious and we have free will so that we'll be motivated to live.
But if you're unconscious, you can't even believe that. You're just any other material process in the universe.I think that consciousness is something else.
Well, okay, we could be conscious, but like...
I think because you can tell that the universe is observing itself right now. like the universe literally created differentiated entities that are capable of observing itself in real
right.
time.
Right.
And that's creating an informational feedback loop.
Right.
Which, for whatever reason, is accelerating us through technology and complexity, novelty, essentially, towards something, whatever we're becoming.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that we have free will.
Well, the reason why we have right. free will is because if we didn't have free will, then there would be no point. And if there's no point, then the universe wouldn't do it, because that would just be a waste of energy.
I don't know, because maybe it's we're just reacting.
Do you think we're in a simulation?
Well, it's entirely possible.
If we're in a simulation, then why did the person make the simulation?
I don't know. Well, Komatsu-san was trying to make a simulation, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a similar reason. Maybe they wanted to see what would... They just wanted to see what would happen. And this is happening.
If there's a simulation, then there's probably many more simulations. Because if you make one simulation, then you'd want to make many iterations of the same simulation with different initial conditions.
Yeah, so it's like parallel universe.
It's like a technology for innovation.
But in simulation. Yeah. Right.
It's like a nested super eschatological. Am I saying that?
Like the possibility of us actually not having free will doesn't really depress me as much as it seemingly does to you.
I don't like the idea of no free will, because it means that essentially this is happening again, or it's happening for no reason. There's no point of being in the present moment instead of 1,000 years from now or 1,000 years in the past. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The fourth dimension just doesn't work out unless there is some kind of...
You just want to feel special.
...finality. I want everyone to feel special. I think we're all very, very special.
That's very romantic.
I think we are all very special, and that there is a purpose.
Yeah.
And that there is free will. And that's why you can say things, and that's why there's consciousness. We haven't explained it yet. But there's
like
some greater meaning, a greater opera going on.
I have a 勝手な image that, like, 聞いてる人は絶対 マイケルの方がこう、なんだろう。 合理的で、マミの方が夢見がちみたいなイメージだと思うんだけど、絶対逆だよね。本当はマイケルの方が絶対ドリーマーだよね。なんかそれをみんなに分かってほしい。なんかいい意味で。
Maybe I'm just more scared.
No, you're just more romantic. 実は。次。
According to calculations published in scientific reports by researchers at Oregon State University, photovoltaics utilized on just 1% of the world's farmland may be sufficient to supply global electricity needs. The researchers created a model for photovoltaic power generation that incorporates factors such as insulation, air temperature, wind speed, and humidity, and then applied it globally, adjusting to local conditions. The researchers suggest that agrivoltaics, which involve placing solar panels above crops, could alleviate spatial constraints by improving overall land use efficiency by 60%.
Scientific Reports に掲載されたオレゴン州立大学の研究で、世界中の農地の 1% を太陽光発電に使うだけで、世界の電力が十分に賄える可能性があることが分かりました。研究チームは日光、気温、風速、湿気など様々な要素を組み込んだ太陽光発電モデルを作り、各地域のコンディションに合わせて世界に応用しました。チームは農作物の上にソーラーパネルを設置することで、土地利用の効率を 60% 向上させ、空間的な制約を緩和できるとしています。農作物の上にソーラーパネルを設置しちゃったらいいの?
It sounds really dumb, doesn't it?
なんか農作
物 You installed them over the crops? Oh my god. You know, it sounds like
Yeah.
a really bad idea. But it's not.
Hmm.
And it's kind of complex as to その
農作物が日陰になっちゃわないの?そういう話ではないの?
No, of course. They're not clear.
Oh.
So, yeah, the solar panels do completely block the sunlight.
Right.
But they found that certain plants in their photosynthesis are actually only using... Basically, you can reduce the sun, the sunlight they're receiving, by 30%.
Hmm.
And there's no significant change in the yield.
Huh.
So they're kind of using,
they're
optimized to a certain range of sun.
Huh.
And so that extra bit of sun, they don't utilize that efficiently.
Hmm.
The plants don't.
Hmm.
And so if you put the panels high up above the crops and then you space them out a certain way, then you get that 70% of sunlight maintained for the plants, which keeps their yield closer to 100%.
Right.
And then the panels actually have higher performance because the solar panels are being cooled by the moisture from the plants.
Hmm.
And solar panel efficiency actually decreases by a few percent, maybe 1 to 3%,
okay.
if they get too hot.
Oh, okay.
So the solar panels actually, their efficiency goes up.
Hmm.
By being over the plants.
Hmm.
The plants, well, the crops, depending on the crop, the yield could be reduced by 20% or so.
Hmm.
But they found that overall, the land utilization is 60% more efficient than just doing either.
Hmm.
So if you remove your crops and you just do solar, that's actually not as good.
Hmm. なるほどね。だからどっちもやってってことね。
Mm.
やって初めてマックスの効果が得られるってこと?
Yeah, and I think there are still a lot of details to be worked out in terms of how you harvest. It's a bit more complicated.
Yeah.
Because you can't use current systems. Because normally you can just get on the tractor and just drive around.
Right.
But now you have all these panels in the way.
Right.
That are on these, like, this support frame. So, yeah. But it's an interesting concept.
だからアスパラとかいいのかね。どっちにしろ手で取ってるみたいな農作物ってあるわけじゃん、今でも。
Well, there are
手で取るしかないみたいな。
There are some farms that are trying this in Japan.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah.
へえ。
And they, I mean, sort of on an experimental basis, but it's been working.
それは何の農作物なの?
They're making mushrooms.They're growing mushrooms because
okay.
mushrooms kind of like the, they like shade.
Hmm.
So they created these rows of panels that just grow mushrooms directly underneath the panels.
Hmm. Because
they don't even, those ones don't even need the 70% or whatever. Those can just, certain things they just want to be in the shade.
Yeah.
So.
なんかさっきアスパラって思ったのもさ、ホワイトアスパラってなんか日光を当てなければホワイトアスパラになるんだよね。普通のアスパラと同じ種類で、なんかそういうのとかもできそうかなってちょっと適当に思ったんだけど、でももうやってるとこがあるんだね日本で、面白いね。
This idea of 1% of farmland, not 1% of like all land, that'd be crazy. But even that sounds like not that much, right? But 1% of just the farmland, to supply global electricity needs. I mean, I really think.Solar is a much better option than, I guess the media sort of makes it out as. You know, there's a lot of debate about what to do with energy.
Yeah. だってこう、メガソーラーとかでもさ、結局木をめっちゃ切り倒して作っちゃってるところとかあるじゃん、会社によっては。それでこう、何やってんだみたいな話とかあるけど、農地だったらもうすでに耕してあるわけでさ。
But there are farmers that, you know, they get rid of their crops and that and replace it with solar, and that would be bad. You don't want to reduce
the food production in this country. Yeah,
and there are also people who have cut down forests to put solar panels there.
Yeah.
And obviously, the forests were doing more for, you know, CO2 and I mean, that literally is the environment.
Yeah.
So I think there have been so many bad... There have been so many things, I think, happening recently that sort of are discouraging for environmentalists. You know, sort of the straw thing, I think, has been a total disaster.
Because
now it's like, actually, the paper straws are worse for the environment than the plastic straws. And it's just this... It's just all hung up on this. And people don't have a clear sense of what's more important now. Is carbon more important? Or is water use more important?
Yeah.
Or is energy use more important? Or is it like the little plastic particulates that get in people in the water stream or in the ocean? And
I think it's almost always discouraging. And that's why I have a huge respect for these like environment activists. Because,
but I mean, it's more discouraging than usual lately.
Because they're like, they know how to stay motivated, and that's really amazing.
Well, I'm glad they're motivated, but the focus just hasn't been in the right areas for quite a long time. And a lot of the environmental movements have really seemed to be more PR and sort of marketing
nonsense. Well, for companies, for sure. But
yeah, but we kind of, you know, I don't know. I feel like we're all sort of suckers for this, oh, this company is doing something good, it's not really going to make a difference thing. And all those companies are doing things like 10 times worse.
Right.
And in the back, or some company says they'll do something by like 2030, and we're like, oh my God, that's so great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of announcements like, we'll stop using this in like 10 years. It's like, okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that about Zara and I tweeted it because なんか日本のメディアだけもう超 100% 信じてるみたいな感じ。なんか海外のメディアは結構スケプティカルで、まあそうは言ってもね、こうファストファッションだし、プロデュースしてる服の量があまりにも半端じゃないから、そこをアドレスしないで何言ってんだみたいな感じで書いてあったんだけど、日本のメディアだけなんか素晴らしいみたいな感じ。
I didn't actually read that, but is the criticism sort of the, I guess, the culture of you know, updating your look every season and just buying so many clothes and
it's
throwing
not
them
just
away.
Every season, but they come up with new stuff every week, so they have to make tons of stuff and then they have to throw away tons of stuff. So now they're saying that they're gonna make they're gonna change the fabrics into like recyclable or recycled or something, but
recycled,
but
what?
The
just PET,
I don't remember, but その fabric がどこ以前にそのサイクルが早すぎるのと世界中でそれをやってるからその量が半端じゃないわけじゃん。だその問題に全く触れてなかったんだよね、その発表で。だから
Well, making a lot of something can actually be good for the environment because
making a lot of things real fast and throwing tons of stuff.
Throwing stuff away is not good. You know, I've worked
time,
in retail, and I've personally
all over the world
taken boxes of just
right
thousands and thousands and right thousands of stuff. And I'm like, oh, are we sending this stuff to, you know, save the
children,
African children or whatever? And they're like, no, it's going to an incinerator. And there are all these brands that
also
every
like sending,
week are shipping thousands and tens of thousands
like
of units.
I saw... In the documentary True Cost, they showed that actually そういういらない服を、まあ、アフリカのどっかの国に送りつけるプログラムもあるんだけど、それを大量に大量に送りつけた結果、そこで、そこの洋服の産業がもうなくなっちゃった。だってただでその辺地に落ちてるから。
That's why everyone's wearing like Prada and shit in like Vietnam.
だからそれ、
like everyone.
それってどうなのっていう、それなんか 助けてることになってんのかっていう、なんかもうただ同然、ただ同然というか、ただでそのゴミを送りつけて、でそこで洋服を作って売ってた人とかはもう仕事にならない。
I think fashion is might be the worst, but is definitely one of the worst industries on earth. And all the fancy, nice brands in fashion are trash. They're not doing anything close to like what they, like the impression they give you. It's like, oh wow, this is like, it's almost better for the environment if I buy this than if I just wore the shirt I'm already fucking wearing.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. That's nowhere close to being true. And recycled polyester, it's bullshit. It degrades. It, and then you can't recycle it, and it ends up as these microplastics in the environment. Anything made of polyester that you wash is going to be releasing all these microplastics. And the recycled versions could actually be worse.
So, 日本の記事はなんかその店舗の AC とかをこういい感じに調整して節電みたいな話とかも取り上げてて、こう、エコ先進企業みたいに言ってたのね。で、いや、何もしないよりはもちろんいいよ。そういう取り組みしてるのはいいことだけど、それ以前にもっとビッグな問題があるから、その、なんだろう、エコ先進企業なんて呼ぶかって思っちゃった。ちょっとびっくりした、ちょっと。すごいいろんな批判があるのに、それをこう、全部無視して、企業の発表だけをこう、まあ、プロパガンダみたいに、流すっていうのがメディアの仕事ではないって私は思ってるから、でそれをまあ欧米のメディアはでき、まあね、一応こう指摘する部分は指摘してたからさ、ちょっとあれって思っちゃったんだけど。
It's so complicated.
Yeah.
And now, are plastic bags worse or paper bags worse? Because didn't people start using plastic bags because paper bags were killing trees? Remember?
Yeah.I like, 前にさ、まあ、サンフランシスコとか海外だとたまにあるそのパッケージないこうアーモンドとか買うときにガラガラガラってさこう出すやつ、だ自分でも入れ物持ってきてねみたいな、だタッパーとか何回も使えるやつ持ってってそれ重さで買うとかさ、そういうのがもうちょっと増えてくれればいいのになと思う。
So you can just take your eco bag?
うん、よエコバッグっていうかエコバッグ以前にエココンテーナーみたいな、
だ例えば Your own エココンテーナ
ー、うん、エココンテーナー、うん、何でもいい、別にお皿でもいいし何でもいいけど、その要は野菜とか買ってもさ、こうトマトは自動的にこのプラスチックのこうトレーみたいなのに入った上にプラスチックのバッグに入ってるじゃん、だそれをこうもっとリユーザブルなものを自分で持ってってそこに入れるとかさ、
Need some sort of.
なんかそこですごい自分がゴミを出しちゃってるから。
I feel like the main issue is just sanitation and logistics.
そうなんだよね。
So it's very easy for food to get.
そう、あの意味があるんだよね。あの特に日本のその野菜の包装とかってめちゃくちゃ考えられてて、こうあれがあることによって捨てずに長く野菜がフレッシュでいられるとか、だからその分無駄が省かれてるから一概にこうそれが悪いとも言えないんだけど、だからむずいよね。だからそれがでもそのトレイは別にプラスチックじゃなくてもいいと思うんだよね。その袋の部分は大事だけど。
They used to make those out of bamboo or something, didn't they? Or something else?
I don't know.
Weren't they? Didn't they have like little wood, like bento buckle? No, like little wood one.
Wood
you know they
one?
have the foam one that looks like wood.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. yeah.
Didn't that used to be wood? the bamboo print.
Yeah.
Like, if you buy an expensive bento,
yeah.
it's, you know, for like, 1300 yen or something, it'll come in that, like, wood-looking foam.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And that, didn't that used to be wood?
I guess.
And is it, is, it must be...way worse if we made that from wood?
Or not? I don't know.
What's the state of like waribashi? Do you use waribashi?
No.
But if you go out and eat somewhere, you get waribashi, right? They don't give you like washable chopsticks at restaurants.
Eh? Restaurants?
Or anywhere.
Eh? Restaurants, washable chopsticks あるじゃん。
Yeah?
Hmm.
Oh, I guess sometimes it's like the plastic ones.
うん、店によるね。 こう割り箸のラーメン屋さんとかも割り箸のとこもあれば、こう取ってねってやつの時もある。
And those are what are those made out of? Pine or something?
I have no idea.
But if you tried to imagine all the waribashi in just one pile, like、yeah. like Nihon 全国の一ヶ月分の割り箸、yeah. 想像して How big is that?
ね。When I was a child, grown-ups always said, これはもういらない木だから、どっちにしろいいんだみたいな言われなかった？なんか割り箸なんてどうせいらない木だからみたいな。Is that true? Like, what does that mean? どういう意味？
My Japanese family is the opposite. And my Obachan to this day.Washes and keeps all the same.
そうそうそう、ね、
We've been there's the same. There's like 50 year old waribashi like on that table.
そうね、割り箸洗って使う人もいるよね。うちそもそも割り箸もらってこないけどね。
Nothing is wasted in my family for some reason. It's like you know,
that's a good thing.
Cut the end off the toothpaste and like get all the way. So.But she had her shoes and stuff stolen by the police in World War II.
Oh,
so had to make her own shoes.
Wow.
Everyone was making their own shoes back then. But yeah, that's probably part of what contributed to.
まあそうだよね。
And she's a farmer, so I think farmers don't really waste stuff.
次。
Last Thursday, an explosion in the Russian Arctic killed five scientists and released radiation 20 times higher than background levels into the nearby city of Severodvinsk, which has a population of 185,000 people. Russian authorities have since revealed few details, only describing the incident as stemming from work on an isotope power source within a liquid propulsion system.However, there is speculation among experts that the technology is actually a ramjet open nuclear reactor-powered rocket called the Burevestnik, which accelerates hot radiated air out of the back of the rocket in order to produce thrust. Russia claims the Burevestnik will be able to propel itself indefinitely and evade interception. Trump has stated on Twitter that the U.S. has similar, though more advanced, technology.Russia has likely been developing the nuclear propulsion system at the Nenoksa missile test site since 2017, but has yet to make it work successfully.
先週木曜日、ロシア北部で爆発が起き、5人の研究者が死亡したほか、近郊のセベロドビンスク市では放射線量が通常の20倍に達していたことが分かりました。セベロドビンスク市には一般市民18万5000人が居住しています。ロシア当局は詳細の発表を控えており、液体推進システムの原子力に由来する事故であるとだけ説明しています。これについて実際はブレベスニクと呼ばれる原子力推進式巡航ミサイルに関連する事故なのではないかと専門家たちは推測しています。ブレベスニクは推進のためロケット後部から熱く放射線を含んだ空気を排出します。ロシア政府は過去にブレベスニクは無限の航続距離を誇り、対ミサイルシステムにも妨害できないものになると説明しており、トランプ大統領はツイッターでアメリカも同様の、しかしより進んだ技術を持っていると述べています。ロシアは2017年からニョノクサミサイル実験場で原子力推進システムを開発しているとみられていますが、まだ成功には至っていないとみられています。
It's pretty crazy.
何が起きたかよくわかんないの?
Did you see this in the media at all? Or not really?
Yeah.
So it was kind of unclear at first because the Russian government didn't really make any formal statement about it for several days. So in the city of Severodvinsk, sort of the local radiation monitoring center issued an alert saying that the radiation levels had gotten were high, abnormally high, and so people went and took iodine medication and prepared for the worst. They didn't know what's going on.
Right.
Right. But after an hour or two, the radiation dissipated. Hmm. And it went back to normal levels. But the radiation has been confirmed by multiple organizations, including Greenpeace, and the explosion has been confirmed by the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Organization, which monitors for explosions on Earth.
Okay.
So we don't actually know what happened exactly, but, you know, Russia said it was some kind of rocket, you know, so, and we don't have reason to not believe that part. So people believe that it's a rocket, but I think Russia is trying to conceal the fact that it's actually this nuclear-powered rocket that they're working on. And that's why they issued the statement saying that it was a liquid propulsion system.
Hmm.
Because the nuclear rocket would not be a liquid propulsion system.
Hmm. I see.
So as soon as they say, oh, it's a, yeah, it is radioactive, but don't worry, it's totally a conventional rocket. And everyone's kind of like, yeah, bullshit. There's no way. We know you're working on the the Bureau Vesnik, because the capabilities that they say the Bureau Vesnik will have are, that's not really in line with conventional rocketry.
Hmm.
You know, to just fly around indefinitely evading interceptors. So in order to do that, they would have to have a nuclear powered rocket, which nobody else has. The United States tried to develop a nuclear powered rocket as part of their Pluto project in the early 1960s, but they gave up because it seemed too dangerous. Because if it crashes, you know, that stuff just, it explodes and goes everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to clean it up.
Right.
Yeah.
So Russia says that they can overcome this?
Yeah, they're saying that they're going to, that they're building it. So.
でもそれこそクラッシュした時だってどうなっちゃうの?
Oh, we don't know. That's totally, they're, that's all super confidential for Russia, and they wouldn't want other people. I mean, Trump went on Twitter and he's like, oh, we're learning so much stuff from this crash. Kind of like trying to make Russia nervous. Like, are they looking at her? Are they looking at our research? Because Russia wouldn't want the United States to get their hands on this. The nuclear, a ramjet nuclear powered rocket, I mean, that would really be crazy technology. Like, you could go all over the solar system. It would be insane. If you actually got it to work. A nuclear powered rocket could go to, you know, the moons of Jupiter or Saturn and do it way faster and with infinite energy on board. You've got as much power as you want on board. So, I mean, the ramjet version of that would not be effective in space because you don't have air, but, the hard part is making the nuclear reactor that's really small and can heat something up that way. So if on Earth you have the air, so you would just put air in the front and then you make the air really, really hot with the reactor, which causes it to expand out the back. And then you just have a bell nozzle to direct the flow. In space, you would heat up some kind of propellant using the reactor and expand that. And the propellant wouldn't, you could use like water and just heat, you could have a steam powered rocket or something. So it is possible that they are actually making a liquid propulsion system if it was like a steam powered rocket or something. So if the nuclear reactor was like superheating water, like some insane, unbelievable temperature, and then using that to like push
So technically they're not lying.
We don't know. But the, I mean, experts believe that they are lying and that it's not liquid propelled.
Hmm.
I'm saying it could be a nuclear rocket and it could be liquid propelled. It's possible that they're not lying.
Hmm.
But people speculate that it's actually the ramjet design because that's what the United States was working on in the 60s. And so there is some information about it already. But it would be able to fly, if they built it, it would be able to fly around for weeks. It could just be flying around in the sky, like forever. Like it would just keep flying.
Right.
You could attach those to a giant platform and make a flying city, you know, just levitated by nuclear powered rockets.
Yeah, 航続距離無限って、なんだろう、初めて聞いたタームだもん。
A flying aircraft carrier, you could totally do it. You could put your aircraft carrier in the sky.
Yeah.
Could totally do that. NASA's working on a kilopower reactor, which wouldn't provide thrust, but just as a power source for space exploration. So there isn't really any technology like that that the United States possesses, as far as anyone knows.
Hmm.
So when Trump is like, oh yeah, we've got that too, but ours is better, you know, which is very, very much a Trump thing to say. Nobody knows he's referring to.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you have similar technology, but it's better? Because we can't think of anything like that.
Yeah.
Maybe SpaceX's rockets or something like that.
Well, it doesn't matter, right? Probably. He's like, I mean, he said that he has the, he's like, not like a techno knowledge guy.
Oh,
but
yeah. Like he's absolutely.
He's the best.
A hacker wizard.
Yeah.
You know, you just stop people from
He says
hacking.
A lot of things, so.
Well, I mean, that's the right thing to say. You wouldn't want to tweet and be like, wow, Russia, that's really impressive. We don't have anything like that. You know, that'd be the wrong thing to say for sure.
I guess.
Tomorrow.
You don't have to tweet, you know, so.
Tomorrow, SpaceX is going to test their Starhopper.
Mm.
Mars spaceship prototype. It's the final test of the prototype.
Whoa.
So they'll do this test. It'll fly up 200 meters into the air, and then it'll come down and land. And then after that, the next launch will be the actual spaceship. And SpaceX has two that are partially built already. They have two starships, and they look half built.
Hmm.
They're probably not half built, but they look like it.
Okay.
They're probably like 10% built or something.
Okay.
Because like the last, you know, 5% is going to take like half the effort or something.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's going to be crazy.
また帰ってくるあのかっこいい動画見れるねじゃあ。
It's going to be. SpaceX will live stream it, so they'll tweet a link to the live stream, and people can see the final test of the prototype for the Mars vehicle.
Hmm.
It could be, I mean, this could be extremely historic, or none of this stuff could pan out, and it's not, but it probably is extremely historic.
Hmm. It's exciting. So, 明日ね。
Mm-hmm. Did you see the news that the center of our galaxy lit up to like 75 times its usual brightness? Like the center of the Milky Way just got like super bright.
Why?
For a while. No one knows.
Oh, okay.
Aliens.
Huh.
It's aliens.
They're sending us some signals.
Yeah.
All right. モジョックスのテキストは iPhone, Mac, iPad... Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください、月額240円で全部のテキストを読み放題激安プラン今もやっています、
yep.
バイリンガル、あ、そう、エッセイね、マイケルも出したし私も昨日だっけ に出した、うん、新しいの出したのでぜひ読んでみてください。あのなんか音読方法英語の、
うん、
について書いた、なんだバイリンガルニュース .jp でストアもあります。イケてる商品いろいろあるのでチェックしてみてください。 Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。